Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
An interesting update from Cleantech Lithium today regarding the DLE project that the company's been working forwards with or going forwards with. Here to tell us more about the latest developments, Steve Kessler.
Hi, Alistair. Yeah, I know we've been working on the DLE since the plant was commissioned earlier this year. And what we're very pleased to put out now is more detailed results that we're getting from our DLE plant and initial results from the downstream processing that we are going to be engaged with our partners in Chicago. And I think that what we've demonstrated with the DLE plant is very consistent and good performance at extracting the lithium from the brine and producing a clean, low impurity, concentrated eluate, which can then be processed to battery grade lithium carbonate. And as we've talked in previous discussions, you know, there have been some analysts who are skeptical about DLE and its potential for going into commercial production. And what we're showing here is very, very robust results. Now, we've been running the pilot plant. We've given the results here that we've now run 1,200 cubic meters of brine through the plant for 384 hours, completing 14 cycles of absorption and desorption. And with very, very stable results. After the initial couple of cycles, we're demonstrating about 95% recovery of lithium from the brine onto the adsorbent. And then when we desorb just with pure water, we get a very high grade eluate, which is about 700 ppm. We concentrate that using reverse osmosis, and over the period we've been running the pilot plant, we're averaging just over 2,200 parts per million of lithium in that eluate with very low impurities. So we've demonstrated the stability of the project, delivering high recovery. Overall recovery is about 88% of lithium into the eluate. Again, just as a comparison, this is the 40-45% recovery that you get using evaporation ponds. So it demonstrates DLE is much more efficient as a process to recover lithium. And that's very, very important. We've demonstrated that the absorption capacity is very stable at about 2.8 grams per kilogram of adsorbent, proves that the resin that we've selected for our pilot plant is very effective on our brine. And now we go into the next stage. Now, we've produced over this period 88 cubic meters of brine. Now we pump it into these large flexi tanks inside standard containers. There's four containers on their way to Chicago. One has already arrived. Two are in transit, and one is waiting at the port. Our partners, Conductive Energy and Forward Water Technologies, have set up the plant for the downstream processing. We air freighted an initial 200 liters for them just to test that the downstream works. And they're very, very happy with the results. They've demonstrated that from our brine, they concentrate using reverse osmosis and forward osmosis to 18,000 parts per million lithium. We've demonstrated that the impurities, the major impurities, over 99% rejection by the adsorbent. There's just traces amounts of calcium and magnesium that got through the resin, and a bit of boron. Conductive have demonstrated that they can be easily removed using ion exchange, ending up with a very clean solution, which they then carbonate. That's adding sodium carbonate, precipitating the lithium carbonate, washing it, and we've demonstrated we make battery grade lithium carbonate, more than 99.5% lithium carbonate. And clearly, now that we've got the bulk sample is there, the full pilot plant is in its final stages of assembly, and during August we'll be running the concentrated eluate from our DLE plant through the downstream processing plant in Chicago, and start making large quantities of battery grade lithium carbonate that we can start to introduce to potential off-takers and strategic partners. As I mentioned before, every buyer of lithium carbonate needs to test that it meets their battery grade, and in particular the impurity specifications. So they need to have extensive testing of large quantities, and we'll be able to start that process nice and early, so that as we get on for completion of our pre-feasibility study, we can start to have substantive discussions on offtake contracts and potential strategic investment at the project level of Laguna Verde. So all in all, very, very good results. We've been putting quite comprehensive results so people can see in detail how effective the DLE process works on our brine. Then we continue with the work on the pre-feasibility study. We're working for completion at the end of the year. Now, clearly there'll be results coming out of the downstream processing in Chicago, which will feed into that. We carry on working with Montgomery and Associates to develop the reserves, which will be expected to be delivered in October this year. So by the end of the year, we're targeting a very comprehensive pre-feasibility study. So that's all the technical work that's ongoing. And as we get more results like these, we'll feed it into the market, because it gives confidence that that DLE is going to be a commercially viable means of extracting lithium from these lower grade salars in Chile.
I mean, that all sounds extremely encouraging, Steve. So what about the wider context in which you're operating here? I'm thinking particularly of the lithium price, perhaps the sort of demand for electric vehicles, or any other factors you may be considering when it comes to how profitable this operation may end up being.
Yeah, well, everybody's looking at today's lithium price, and really it's because there was a projected very large growth rate in the take up of electric vehicles, which required a corresponding large growth rate in new production. And when you've had two very large growth rates, often there's a bit of a mismatch, and clearly the take up of electric vehicles hasn't grown to quite the extent as was anticipated last year. There's a bit of an oversupply in the next year or so. And most analysts are still saying, look, there's a structural deficit. Now, whether this materializes in 2027 or 2028, but definitely there is going to be a deficit of lithium, which is going to be leading to an increase in price. And we know that new projects, when most analysts look at new projects and what is the price that is going to be needed to incentivize the investment in those new projects, they're coming up with a price in the order of $20,000 to $25,000 a ton. So what it means with today's price, some companies have actually stopped production, like Core Lithium in Australia. Many others have announced they're delaying their projects or deferring capital expenditure on projects until the price improves in a couple of years' time. So it will all equilibrate at a price which will incentivize new production. So we're still using for our studies. Long term, we think $22,500 a ton is a reasonable number to be using. But of course, today's price doesn't affect us. No, we're doing our feasibility studies and then aiming to complete our feasibility study next year, start working on strategic investment and financing package, because we're looking at coming into production, whatever it's going to be, late 2026, late 2027. So that's the time frame that we think that we can get into production, which is just about the time then that the deficit should have worked its way out of the market.
And of course, there's likely to
Or the
be
excess should have worked its way out of the market.
There's likely to be sort of significant customer interest in you guys from the ESG point of view. I mean, you tick several boxes in that regard. I'm thinking of the fact that DLE is leaving less of an environmentally damaging footprint, the engagement with the local community, which you've been very concerned with, and also the fact that the lithium feeds into electric vehicles, which are in themselves going to reduce the carbon emissions. So that sort of threefold ESG aspect represents another attractive point. For
And it rolls into a number of things. As we've talked about the administrative process to award the operating contract, the so-called SAOLs, I think it's going to be very much a situation where the government is very keen to reward companies like Cleantech Lithium, which is introducing a sustainable route to develop lithium production. It's not like hard rock mining with its high carbon intensity or the evaporation ponds with high water use. That we think that the government will be very keen when they make their announcements in August on the process to move forward. To put Cleantech Lithium at the head of the queue for the award of operating contracts. And clearly, with the work that we've done with the local communities, they recognize that DLE is the way forward to advance lithium production in Chile. So they are very supportive of our position with the government. And as we get into discussions with off-takers and strategics, most certainly all the OEMs and battery producers in Europe are very conscious that they have to demonstrate to the EU and the governments that their supply chain of materials going into their batteries comes from sustainable low carbon source. And clearly, here we are producing what we call green sustainable lithium, low carbon footprint, low water footprint. It should be at the top of every procurement manager's list of materials to buy.
Indeed. So Cleantech Lithium looking very well positioned from several fronts. Steve Kessler, thanks very much for joining us.
Pleasure, Alistair. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.